Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory. I'm O.W. Prince, and this is your real illuminating moment. To God be the glory, my friends, and welcome to this, your real illuminating moment. I'm O.W. Prince. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will correspond to their actions. 2 Corinthians 11:14. Satan is not the image that many people imagine him to be. He is a masterful disguise artist, pretender, and imitator. There is no creature on earth more perverse and masterfully deceitful than he is. None, not one. And that includes human beings. Genesis 3 records the serpent as being more crafty than any beast of the field the Lord God had made. This joker is no joke. He persuaded a third of the angels of heaven to join him in warring against Yahweh, in order that he might ascend to the throne of heaven. But Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, the one you call Satan and the devil, and his angels were thoroughly defeated and permanently expelled and exiled from the kingdom of God, never to exist in paradise again. He and his angels were cast out into the earth, and now he deceiveth the whole world. Reference Revelation 12. The deceiver of deceivers, the Lord of lies and disguises, is not fighting against your church. He's not warring against Christianity or the Christian faith. It is written that a house divided against itself cannot stand. So why would Satan war against Satan? Why would he seek to destroy the tares that he has sown into the wheat? Why would he seek to destroy his own institution? Why would he seek to destroy that which he has created in order to deceive the whole world? According to the apostle who wrote 2 Peter 2, there were already false prophets among the people shortly after the initial centralization of apostles in Jerusalem. These wicked men were already corrupting the genuine faith. Then he said that there will be false teachers among us, the ones who believe through their words. And he indicated that these false prophets will secretly, clandestinely, and quietly introduce seductive and destructive heresies, even denying the master, the one who brought them out. They will deny the authority of Yahweh to tell them what to do, and this will bring destruction on them. Many will follow in their depravity, and because of them, the way of truth will be denigrated, belittled, mitigated, nullified, and done away with in the hearts of many. Many will follow in their wicked, pagan, and idolatrous ways, thinking that they are serving God while committing idolatry and being deceived by Satan. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and the angels were cast out with him. Revelation 12:9. And the Lord himself was recorded as saying that he saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Luke 10:18. And the scriptures warn us that, and I transliterate in the Holy Spirit, Satan himself masquerades, pretends, impersonates, imitates, copies, poses as an angel, a divine messenger of light, a divine messenger of divine illumination, heavenly revelation, godly knowledge, and heavenly wisdom. He poses as an angel of light, that he may appear to be intellectually deep and spiritually supernatural and extraordinary, a light as bright as lightning. However, he is still the devil, and all of his works are intended to corrupt us, cause us to oppose God. He is intended to steal us away from salvation, rob us of any opportunity to hear the truth and learn the truth of the gospel of the Anointed One from Yahweh and repent of transgressing God's law. For the wages of sin is death, and sin is the transgression of God's law. And no matter which way you choose to look at it, unless Satan has blinded your mind and you have already been consumed by the great dragon and digested by his lies, you will see that Christianity, not the original apostles and those who kept the authentic gospel, but Christianity is the tool of Satan. Let's recap the scriptural and spiritual evidence. The authentic faith, as taught by the Anointed One and his apostles, never referred to themselves or their movement as Christian. But those who accepted the Roman governments and eventually the world's designation of them as Christians and who conformed to the world's false Sabbath days, idolatrous images of God, pagan rituals, pagan festivals, sexual immorality, and who sought to change God's law and moral standards, introducing seductive and destructive heresies and promoting the tolerance of sexual perversion, female leadership, and same-sex unions, have rebelled against every ordinance and law and commandment of God. They are the manifestation of Daniel 7:25. They are the children and ministers of Satan. He, Satan, will speak, that is to say, teach and introduce demonic doctrines against Yahweh and oppress his chosen holy people, all of those who believe in him through his holy, eternal, living word. And Satan will try to change the set times and everlasting laws of God's creation. They will cease to tell time by the sun and the moon as creation set forth, but count days and times and by their bewitching hour from midnight to midnight. They will call wrongs right and right wrong. They will call what is holy, unholy, and what is righteous, unrighteous. They will call men, women, and women, men. They will call a female a husband and a male a wife. They will call decadence, decency, and lewdness a desirable attraction. The holy people will be delivered into his hand for a time, time and half a time. His chosen people will be deceived by Satan for an undetermined amount of time. And true to his nature and the prophecy of Daniel, Satan has deceived the whole world. At every Christmas, almost all nations around the world turn their attention to Vatican City, the home of the Pope and the seat of the Christian Church, to worship images, doll babies, and figurines, supposedly of Jesus' birth, thus committing brazen and open blasphemy and idolatry and leading many in true transgression. The world and her nation stops once a year and turns to the Catholic Church, the mother of Protestantism and what many call denominationalism, to ignore the Passover and celebrate an Easter holiday, a day that celebrates the goddess of fertility and rebirth, thus the Easter symbols of a bunny rabbit that lays colorful Easter eggs and the traditional Christian Easter egg hunt at the Christian places of worship. And as if that wasn't enough, the Christian Church murdered thousands, if not millions, of innocent souls in its forced colonization of other cultures and lands and its forced Christianization of the people that they conquered, and the religious wars, i.e. crusades and inquisitions and witch trials, which resulted in torture, even sexual torture and rape, and live burnings and drownings of those who were accused and alleged to have practiced the dark arts, not to mention its sanctioning of the capture of Native Africans for the Portuguese to ship to America as slaves. In summary, I assure us that God's word is sure and true, and it is unchanging. And if you are diligently seeking the Lord, giving yourself to the search for God and for the righteousness of his kingdom with a priority and a passion that you don't invest in any other pursuit, if you are ready to forsake everything and sacrifice anything and repent of everything that you thought you knew about God, then you might begin to know God and be known by God. If you come to him to learn of him from him, because he commands that we come to him to learn of him, for his yoke is easy and his burdens are light, you are blessed, my friend. You are of a pure heart. You are those who do not defile themselves sexually and are purely about obeying God's holy decrees and righteous laws. And God promises that we shall see the Lord. Matthew 5:8. And in order for us to see past centuries of deception and lies, we must diligently and passionately be committed to hearing the truth. We must not take a lazy, casual, half-hearted approach to seeking God. We must be sober-minded and serious about finding God and pleasing Him. He deserves no less than our all and our best. And if we were to fairly and diligently look at the evidence, I believe that the testimony of Holy Scripture, the Christian Church's own recorded history, and the word of the Holy Spirit has made it abundantly clear that Christianity does not teach what the Anointed One taught, and that Christianity does not practice what the authentic apostles and disciples of Yahushua practice, and that the Christian Church and its many factions do not observe the Father's laws as did the Son and His apostles. And thus Christianity cannot be from God. Borrowing from the words of the apostles and transliterating in the Spirit, if we or an angel from heaven to preach a gospel contrary to the one preached to us by the Holy Anointed Son of Yahweh, let them be under a curse. If anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you receive from the Son of God and divinely anointed and uniquely empowered apostles, let him be under a curse forever. Thus saith the Spirit of the Lord. Christianity, along with other religions of the world, have evidently chosen the curse. For every man seems to do what is right in his own eyes and have abandoned the truth of God's living word. What are you going to choose? The gospel of the Son of God or Christianity? Repent! I'm O.W. Prince. And this has been your real illuminating moment. And as always in parting, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Life hurts, but God heals. Keep looking up.